right, everybody. I am at the International Robotics Showroom, and you may recognize the man to my left. His name is David. We've done a piece with you and your product before. It's called ExmoVir, ExmoCare.
That's right.
Give someone a brief reminder, if they haven't seen the clip, about what you and your company do.
Well, we have this Bluetooth biosensor wristwatch, which mm-hmm. we've made for monitoring the vital signs, primarily of elderly people. And our company's trying to branch out beyond just wristwatches or just elderly populations
yeah.
towards being able to detect emotional states, states of mind, and also general well-being of other groups, specifically in areas of safety.
Okay.
So that's sort of where we're moving right now.
Very nice, very nice. And now you're new to our audience. Your name is Lee, and your company is JF Magic. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And now tell everyone what JF Magic does besides make really fun ties.
Okay. JF Magic is a company that designs new products, new technologies for purposes that companies like ExmoVir could use. Our fiber optic displays and fabric mm-hmm. are machine washable, environmentally friendly, and pretty much indestructible. And we're tying our technologies to ExmoVir's biosensory watch to give the indication to other people around them by visual sense
right.
what kind of physical state they're in immediately.
Right, so it's not just a fashion statement. You guys are actually working to sort of help people in safety. You were talking about mines and out in the field. And if briefly as you could, and then we're going to actually show you because it's really cool. Explain to me how that's possible.
Well, we use RF, the special frequency in mines. They use UHF frequencies. And by using those UHF frequencies, we transmit between the actual watch.
So the watch is saying, my heart rate's advanced, or my heart rate stopped, or something like this, and your watch is sending the signal.
Well, quite simply, what we've done is this. The goal of the wristwatch and this new technology we're developing together is to figure out if someone is alive,
yes.
stressed, or dead. Those are the three types of things you really want to know about someone where it's a question of life or death.
Right.
So knowing advanced things like their emotional state or their heart rate variability, that doesn't really apply when we okay. work together on this new technology.
Okay.
And that's why we're calling this new technology BioTag. Because the idea is to be able to tag people in okay. a very simple kind of three-pronged way, alive, stressed, or dead, red, yellow, green.
Right, because in the field of combat, that's really all you want to know, right?
It's very important. It's very important to be able to, as a field operative, to look at your buddy who's been shot, look out there and say, he's dead, I don't need to put my life in danger now. It'd be the same thing.
All right, well, it sounds good, and it looks good. So let's step aside over here, and you guys give me a demo.
Absolutely.
All right, now Lee, these are some of the things that you and JF Magic were working on before you joined up with David, and simply dealing with fiber optic technology, correct?
That is correct. This is a digital display. It's underneath the fabric,
uh-huh.
Showing alphanumeric characters that we can place across the surface, showing the pulse rate and physical parameters as David is looking for.
Uh-huh.
These particular fabrics were done for special effects. For some of this was done at Disney parks. You might have seen some of these in Disney parks.
Okay.
And this was one of the original pieces that we did.
Wow, that one's got a lot going on.
Yeah, it does. Actually, it's a star field, and what we do is we digitally turn it onto a logo. This was the old company logo in red, white, and blue, and then we go through 16 million colors.
Wow.
And make it phosphorus. So it's all about animation and movement.
Now, I know earlier we were speaking about battery life and how you've developed technology that really
extend.
Now, would these jackets run on that similar technology, and can you explain that?
Yes. This display that you see here will run 14 days, 24 hours a day on four AA batteries.
Which is an extreme improvement as to most LED lights, you're saying?
Most LED light displays running 20 LEDs at a time, you're lucky to get 2 to 3 hours out of it.
Wow.
This is called quiescent technology.
And where's that from? Did you create it?
No, I didn't create quiescent technology, but I use it quite effectively.
Okay.
We turn on the LEDs over 200 times per second. Your eyes cannot see that, but the electronics save
right.
all of that time for having the LEDs on, so we're down to about 5%.
Right. And again, in a safety or a hazardous situation
that's
where you're looking
important.
To save people,
very important.
A couple hours isn't going to cut it.
No, actually, that's true. We just made a little armband that shows stealth technology, which you're going to see a little bit later. We'll show a demonstration. And the armband runs on a single little 2030 coin cell for 7 days, 24 hours a day for the military.
Very nice. Very cool. All right, let's step over here and see what David's up to. All right, David, this feels like a similar position. We've been
right,
here before.
Right.
Talk me through what you're about to show me.
Well, you know, last time we talked, I sort of explained more about the web-based part of the system, and I didn't really explain to you much about the biofactors that we're trying to measure.
Okay.
And that's sort of important in terms of talking about whether or not someone is alive, stressed, or dead.
Sure.
Especially in terms of communicating. And so I wanted to show you a little bit more about the innards of the watch and then kind of show you how we're going to try to communicate that to Lee's fabrics.
Okay.
So first of all, you know, I'm going to put in my... my 3-volt battery into my watch, and you know, obviously,
where do you get a 3-volt battery?
Well, we give them to you, obviously, okay. When you get your watch. Our next generation watch, which will be out this summer, it's going to be a lot smaller, sleeker, and it'll be totally rechargeable by USB. It'll have a battery life of about 18 hours.
And this one here, the current model?
This current one has a battery life of about 6 hours of continuous reporting.
Yeah.
For miners, obviously, that's not going to cut it, which is why we're releasing this new kind of model on steroids, frankly, that's going to be a lot more robust for safety applications.
And just so we're clear, I don't know if I mentioned this, when we say miners, we don't mean small people.
Not
18 years old and under. It's miners.
Miners
working in the caves.
Mining employees. That's
okay.
Exactly. That's what I mean to say.
Putting that out there. Although small people are important as well.
That's right. So the first thing I want to show you is what it looks like to actually see data. What does raw data look like from this watch? So I'm going to connect to something called Exmo Care Clinical. And here, if you look on the screen, you can get a sense of what data looks like coming out of this watch. And I'm going to connect it now by Bluetooth to my laptop.
Okay.
And it'll take a second. It'll latch on by Bluetooth from the laptop to the wristwatch. And at that point, what will happen is I'll be able to show you heart rate variability, skin conductance, and movement data. And you know, the wristwatch is sort of unique in the sense that it's the only watch on the planet that can collect that many data streams from one platform. Mm-hmm. Normally, as you may remember, you know, if you want to be able to see that kind of data, you typically have to have multiple devices, like a chest strap.
Sure,
Now, the problem is, if we're talking about a mining employee or a soldier, you can't ask that person to wear a chest strap. They've already got bulletproof vests.
We want as little as possible.
They need to be able to breathe freely without feeling like they're being monitored. So a wristwatch is something they're comfortable wearing, and it's the kind of thing that, you know, that piece of real estate on the wrist, it's tricky to get data from it, but we sort of specialize in that.
Okay.
So if you see now, you'll see that the watch is connected.
Yeah,
This is measuring
your
heart rate.
Size.
Exactly. So I'm going to start reporting. So now it's actually going to start bringing in raw data.
And who has access to this page? If I owned this ExmoCare watch, would I be able to access all of this information for myself, or is it going to
This particular piece of software is called Clinical.
Okay.
And this is used for researchers or people who would be, let's say, within 300 feet who needed to monitor you in real time.
Okay, gotcha.
The software that we talked about last time is for remote monitoring, where you would go online and maybe you had someone in Beijing wearing the watch and you wanted to see from New York what the data looked like. This enables you to kind of get into the nitty-gritty, this particular piece of software. And here you'll see that my heart rate is 100 beats per minute. My heart rate variability is 2.5 times heart rate, 2.5 times standard deviation. You'll see my skin temperature and so forth. And this just gives you a sense of what the raw data would look like, okay? And so what we'll do for Lee's application in terms of creating this biotag that I've talked about, for the biotag, what we'll do is we'll set thresholds where we'll say this kind of heart rate, this kind of movement, this kind of skin temperature, we're just going to call this stressed. We're going to call this yellow.
I can't imagine a soldier that's out there not stressed.
Right, and that's why our watches...
You guys have to set your bars a little different than
Well, what we do is we take a 24-hour baseline. So we'll have a soldier wearing it in the field, and the watch will study and say, oh, this is Joe. This is what Joe's like.
Okay.
So if we see something that's abnormal for Joe, that's when it's...
Right.
And the yellow may be a lower heart rate. It may actually be... It's just any aberration over time is what we're going to call a yellow. A green would just be Joe at rest, or Joe being Joe Chill, exactly. Now, if Joe's dead, in other words, if Joe's dead, then we're going to call that a red. And that's really what the Army, or that's what people who work for a mining company, or people who work in a hazmat environment, or people who are firemen, that's really the only data that they need to know. The kind of stuff you see in clinical, this kind of intense detail that I'm showing here, is more than they need. They just need something simple, quick, that they can act on. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect it from this software. I'm going to stop the report. I'm going to disconnect it. And then what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go to this other piece of software that we wrote called Smart Fabric.
Okay. And this is where you and Lee start working together.
This is where Lee and I started working together. Okay. And the goal here was to actually create a piece of software that made that was all coordinated by one laptop with one Bluetooth dongle that made our wristwatch and his jacket communicate so that it would simultaneously take the data from the watch, make a red, yellow, green assessment, and then communicate to the jacket to show both in visible and stealth mode red, yellow, or green.
Okay.
So if you look at the jacket over there, you'll see that it's got both visible red, yellow, green, but then if you look through the special camera, you'll also see that it's communicating in a stealth mode.
Right.
So if you had, for example, a soldier that was downed and you know he was in a combat environment, obviously he'd be broadcasting in stealth mode. But in a mine, obviously, it would not be. It would be just regular visible mode.
So in the mine, they would be theoretically be wearing both the watch and the jacket together.
Like one of those. Have you ever seen like those safety vests that workers wear in construction
those
zones?
Big orange and yellow ones. Yeah, I wear them into the club sometimes.
Right. Well, yeah, you might wear it at a club. So we're working on more like a simple harness that could be worn.
Okay.
Or maybe a cover that could be put over a bulletproof vest. We'll be coming out with kind of three or four different kind of articles that can be used in a kind of one-size-fits-all way for safety applications.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you look here, you'll see that, you know, I'm going to program it to look for my watch in this particular piece. Well, actually, let me close and reopen it so it's fresh. Hold on a second. I'm going to close it, open it up. And now I'm going to make it find my watch.
Okay.
You know?
So this, what'd you say, about 300 feet the watch can be from
right.
the laptop?
The range is 300 feet. And next year we're coming out with a consumer model of our wristwatch that will be under $150 per unit. And it will have, GSM functionality, Zigbee functionality. So it won't require any intermediary reporting devices.
And then where would you, just for future reference, would you just go to exmovir.com in order to find that, or is it going to be in retail stores?
Well, yeah, you'll probably buy it from, you know, your Sports Authority or
okay.
Models
so
or whatever.
It will be in stores.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's found the watch, and I'm going to start reading. And as you can see, right now, this particular software, we program it based on movement. So if I go like this.
Oh, my movement, it says.
Right, exactly. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect it. I'm going to connect my watch now to the jacket.
Okay.
Now what I'm going to do is, you see if I go like this, it becomes high movement, and if I rest,
yes,
it goes.
See that.
Okay. So I'm going to do, if you can see, there's the jacket right over there.
I'll bring the jacket right.
Thank you,
Lee.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to press update settings. Now, if you see, if you notice, for example,
okay. When you move,
right,
we get stars.
Exactly. So if I stress the watch, it'll go to yellow, which means stressed. Okay.
Okay.
Now if I relax it, it goes to green. You understand?
Cool.
Now here I'm going to simulate stopping my heartbeat by pressing stop reading.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You'll see it went to red.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now if I restart the reading. Hold on a second.
Oh.
You'll see that it immediately goes
you're
back
stressed,
to stress.
You're stressed.
Exactly. So it's a very simple process. But amazingly enough, it's never really been done before.
Right.
So you'll see this type of very simple kind of form of communication in everything from our new wristbands that we'll be coming out with to those harnesses to other kinds of wearable smart fabrics that can be used for safety applications.
Very cool, very cool. Can I talk to Lee for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Lee, David's shown us how he, you know, can move his watch and it's low movement, high movement, and those lights are reflected on the jacket. But now here you've got a webcam pointed at that exact jacket and something else is going on here. Talk to me about this.
That's right. On the jacket, as you see, your visible spectrum is the green, yellow, and red.
Right.
On the right-hand side of the jacket, you'll see three different displays. One's a circle, one's a triangle, and one's a square. They're doing things too, but they're doing it in visible infrared energy.
Right, because when I look at it with my plain eye, I see denim.
That's right. You can't see or feel it. It's totally invisible. But on special cameras, it's as bright as day. And actually, it's as bright as the other LEDs, as you see.
It's amazing. And now, when you say special cameras, how special, what is it?
The special camera is simply a camera that can pick up 940 nanometer frequencies. Usually, the cheaper ones, the webcams, can do that. More expensive cameras cannot.
Okay, and what would be the point of this?
Well, the point is identifying the physical parameters of an individual that's down in the dark or in the light without your enemy knowing exactly how good or bad he is.
So is this what you were referring to earlier as the stealth technology?
We call that stealth technology, yes.
Okay.
We have another term for conceal and reveal technology, and that is like the digital clock I showed you.
Uh-huh.
You can turn it on or off. It's invisible off, and all of a sudden it just appears in fabric.
So in the denim jacket right now, I look at it, and both sides are actually flashing and showing light, but only, you know, the people who we wanted to see, the people with, you know, the vision of the webcam would be able to see. Is that correct?
That is correct. And in mining underneath the ground, where it's very dusty and dirty, the infrared passes through some solid objects so that it would be very beneficial in safety to help find these people using the infrared side.
Absolutely. Very cool. All right, so now we've talked about some of the practical uses matching, you know, David's watch with your fiber optic technology, and now we have this. This is obviously not something you would wear. Talk to me about how this would be used.
Okay, what these are smart panels. Each of these fabric panels speak to another one. And by transmitting signals back and forth, they communicate with each other and can communicate the presence of gases and mines. They can communicate with the watch.
But now these are pre-programmed right now. These aren't actually talking right now.
That's correct. These are pre-programmed to simulate the fountains that you see in the Disney park.
Yes, I love those. Yeah. They land right on the pods.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff.
Exactly. That's what inspired me to build these.
Okay.
So this is showing all the jumping fountains, and they're all coordinating together. So in a mine situation where a person would be down with a medical problem, transmit it to the nearest cone, the cone would then transmit it to a base. It would show the location of where that person was down.
So the cone would actually have some sort of gas sensing technology, okay.
Or sensing from Bluetooth that would actually tell where a man was down and could relay the information to the other cones and then light them up in the directions to take people away from those dangerous areas.
Right, or to find the man down.
That's correct.
Very good. All right, we've shown you some fascinating stuff here today. I'm going to thank both of you. Both, Lee, now tell everyone where they can find more about you.
On www.jfmagic.com.
All right, excellent. And David, again?
You would go to www.exmovere.com or www.exmocare.com.
And now how far off do you think we are from, you know, this actually being used in practicality, saving the miners and saving the combat field? Do we have any sort of date?
In the next 3 months, when we launch our new BT2 platform wristwatch, we'll be including with that already Lee's fiber optic materials. Mm-hmm. And together we'll be offering a joint evaluation kit to companies to actually use with miners in the field.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much. You guys are doing great work, fun, and, you know, life-saving. So check it out. And, of course, we'll always keep you posted on the latest that these guys have going on. See you next time.